our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th here, Juliet. Yeah, traffic for us at 2 o'clock.
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the color.
I know one of them has a, is carrying a very large weapon.
Do you need a direction on
them? That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
Tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambition.
Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome back to another edition of the best of the UFOs tonight via Dark Matters. Well, I wasn't sure I was going to make this particular program available. Actually, I was just a little bit, not embarrassed, but this is, in retrospect, I guess, kind of a very private thing for me. Although at the time, I can't say it was too private. This particular show took place the evening of December the 18th, 1993. And I did something that many of you may consider to be perhaps just a little bit unusual. And that is, I married my bride, Vicky, on my radio show. Now, the reason I pulled this out is because as I put this show together today, it's just literally on the eve of the relaunch of Dark Matters Radio on CyberStation USA. And my very first guest is Ms. Renee Barnett. Now, Renee, at the time, was managing editor for UFO Magazine for Vicky and I. Vicky, of course, was the publisher. I was director of research. And we were all a very tight, not only a tight team, but we were very, very good friends. And it was my brainstorm. I thought, you know what? I'm going to share my joy and Vicky's joy with my listening audience, which was actually pretty darn big. So we planned this thing out and worked it out, got it together, and here's the result of it. The marriage show on UFOs tonight. And when you listen to this, if you find yourself tuning into the new Dark Matters Radio, you'll hear Renee as my first guest. But this was literally Renee's first time to host a radio show. So, without a lot of further ado from me, let's get on with the program, and I hope you enjoy it. And yes, all these many years later, Vicki and I are still very, very happily married.
And happy holidays. Welcome to UFOs Tonight, and I'm obviously not Don Ecker. My name is Renee Barnett, and I'll be hosting tonight's show. We've been telling you for weeks now that we have a very, very special show planned for tonight, and we're not going to disappoint you. We have a very unusual event planned for this evening. And first, I'd like to introduce my in-house studio guests, or some of my in-house studio guests. Got more to come later. First, I would like to introduce the Reverend Penelope Townsend Bright. The Reverend Townsend Bright has been a minister with the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness in Los Angeles for about 20 years. Is that correct?
20 years.
Well, that's welcome.
Right. Thank you.
Glad you could join us. Glad you could join us tonight. And also joining me in studio is Yvonne Smith, who is a hypnotherapist and director of CIRO, the Close Encounter Research Organization here in Southern California, an abduction researcher. And welcome, Yvonne.
Well, thank you for having me, Renee.
Nice to have you here again, of course. And also joining us is Yvonne's husband, Mr. David Smith Esquire, prominent corporate attorney here in Los Angeles. And welcome to you too, David.
Thank you, Renee. It's going to be great being here tonight.
Great. I'm sure. Well, David, I'm wondering, you know, what does a corporate type guy like you think about all this UFO stuff? And how has it been for you dealing with having your wife involved in such a far-out subject matter and in her work?
It certainly made home life much different and not the typical that you'd expect.
I can imagine.
But it's been a lot of fun, and it's really been great to see Yvonne investigate into this area and to really grow and become better known.
And I guess you've met a lot of interesting people, to say the least.
A lot of interesting people.
Including our regular host for the UFOs Tonight show, and that's Don Ecker. And which brings me around to the reason why we're here tonight, the very, very special event that we have planned tonight, and the reason that the good Reverend is here, along with Yvonne and David. It's because they're all a part of a wedding party. This evening we're going to actually bear witness to the marriage of Don Ecker and Vicki Cooper, who you all, I'm sure, know and love, as I do, and we all do. And so that's what we're doing here tonight, and if you'll stay tuned, we will certainly promise not to disappoint you with that. Now, Yvonne, I know that you've known Don and Vicki for quite some time.
Several years.
And how did that... You're going to be acting as matron of honor tonight, is that correct?
Yes, I'm honored to be the maid of honor tonight.
That's great.
I've known Don and Vicki now for several years, and they've become... of course, their respected colleagues, and of course now very good friends.
And how did you actually meet Don and Vicki?
I thought about that because it's been such a long time, and I believe at the Las Vegas MUFON conference several years ago. I'm not sure, maybe
1987, 88,
something like that. And that's been a long time, and we've grown to love each other, and we're just thrilled to be here tonight.
That was a pretty wild event.
Very wild.
That year.
We're still talking about
heavy
it.
Heavy concentrated UFO info in the brain.
We're still talking about it to this day.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that was the first time I actually met Don and Vicki, although I met them briefly in the lobby there at, I believe it was the Aladdin Hotel there in Las Vegas.
Yes, it was at the Aladdin.
The MUFON conference that year. And I remember you couldn't leave for 1 minute without missing something. I actually had to... take a call of nature, go out to the lobby. As I was coming back into the auditorium, I run into Philip Klass, who I'm sure a lot of you people know and love as well. And he's running out the door and says, "Get in there, all hell's breaking
That's
loose."
Right.
And so I run in there, and just in time to hear Don Ecker yell out, "What about the Constitution?" as Bill Moore gets up and tells one of his
the first time
very
we
well-known
had
stories.
Seen Bill Moore, and it was interesting to see Don Ecker stand up. That's the first time I'd met him, and I thought, well, now I know that's Don Ecker. I was a little surprised that night, but now I know that's Don Ecker.
That's right. And Reverend Townsend Bright, I have known Vicki for quite some time, I understand.
20 years, probably.
That's quite a while.
We met in Los Angeles about 20 years ago when we were in a band together. We were vocalists and lyricists and... It was kind of a homegrown garage-type band, and we made one record, and then I don't know what happened.
Well, I often hear Vicki singing around the office. She does have quite a nice voice.
She does.
She and I kind of get a little harmonizing going on every now and then.
Wonderful alto.
That's right. And I guess it's time to take a musical break now, and then we will be back with the bride and groom-to-be.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Are back with a very special edition of UFOs Tonight. If you're just now tuning in, I'd like to remind you that we will not be on next week. That's Christmas Day. However, we will be back on January 1st with our New Year's program, the very first show of 1994. Now joining me in studio are two very, very special people, and that is our bride and groom for this evening. If you're just joining us, I'd like to remind you that we are getting ready to bear witness to the wedding of Don Ecker and Vicki Cooper. And we're just so happy to have them here tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about them first, for those of you who may not know. Vicki Cooper graduated with honors from Cal State University at Los Angeles in 1980 with a BA in journalism. She began her writing and reporting career at Century City News, where she covered LA's West Side business world as the biweekly's community news editor. She also began writing very many freelance articles for such publications as the Los Angeles Times and the now-defunct Los Angeles Herald Examiner. She's been the editor and co-publisher of UFO Magazine for the past 8 years and is the president of UFO Media Group. And Don Ecker is a writer, researcher, and serves as Director of Research and Media Liaison for UFO Magazine and UFO Media Group. Don is an internationally known investigator of the UFO phenomena, a former law enforcement officer who became interested in the UFO question about 1966 when he had his own UFO sighting. As you know, Don is the regular host of UFOs Tonight. And Don and Vicki, thank you so much for being here and letting us join you in this wonderful occasion.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
When I said we were going to have a special show tonight, I wasn't kidding, was it?
That's right. You sure weren't kidding. I think when people were trying to guess what we were going to do tonight, I don't think they had any idea that it was going to be this.
Well, let me just hope that all of you will be with us in this bonding, which has been... Don and I have been going together for a long time.
That's right. How did you two guys meet anyway? I imagine you met through the UFO field somehow.
Through the magazine, actually. Don was had just recently gotten... Well, let Don talk about it. I think I'll just let him talk about it.
I'm a little nervous.
No fair, Vicki.
We're both basket cases, in case you hadn't noticed.
In case we hadn't noticed.
No, I had retired from the law enforcement field in 1986 and had been injured. And while I was recuperating, I purchased my first computer system. And it was just literally by a fluke that I happened to stumble over the UFO phenomenon on a computer service. And because of a investigation I had been involved in 1982 with several cattle mutilations, I became intrigued by the question and started checking it out, found out about UFO Magazine and had submitted a story, and things happened from there.
My first contact with Don was on an airplane looking at a computer readout of his article on was agents, wasn't it, on agents? Of some kind of agents.
Yeah, some...
Secret agents, you know.
That kind of stuff.
I don't think we ever printed it, but he did get some things in the magazine subsequently.
So you were actually, your first contact was actually through some of his work.
Right, exactly.
I see. And then when did you meet in person?
Well, we talked on the phone a number of times, and there was a telephone communication rapport, which a lot of people, I think, in the 90s and 80s have discovered happens.
Absolutely.
You know, electronic universe we're dealing in here, and I think that's what's so beautiful about us being married on this. We have... This is part of the electronic universe, us, you know, the global village and all that sort of thing. But basically, after we had been talking for a long time on the phone, how many months, Don?
Oh, it was a while.
We decided that we had to meet. And
well, we actually had met on an investigation that was going on.
It was very lurid. We met in Vegas.
Uh-oh.
It was fun. We gambled a lot.
Another one of those Las Vegas weekends.
It was great. And then after that, we just got closer and closer, and he basically was supporting the magazine and me, and I was supporting our newly blossoming love affair.
And now, were you located in Southern California at this time, Vicki?
Right,
and
right.
Don, you were located somewhere else, or were you already here in Southern California
at
that time?
No, I was located somewhere else.
Oh, so you guys had a long-distance type
He was
romance.
In Idaho.
I see.
Idaho.
I see.
In fact, we were even considering living there for a while, but we're in California.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you are, so that we could run into you here. But, well, Yvonne?
Yes, Renee.
How do you feel about what's going on tonight and being selected to be Vicki's matron of honor?
I cannot believe that I have that honor, Vicki. Thank you so much. I love both of you, and this is quite an honor being here.
Well, I want to thank you and thank Kathy Renee, for such a wonderful gift to Don and myself by helping us do this. It's just wonderful.
Oh, you're really welcome. I'm
you're
just
very welcome.
And what a great Christmas gift, a week before Christmas, right?
That's right.
A brand new family.
I told both of you, I want more stress during the holidays. Let's have a wedding.
Well, we want all of UFOs Tonight listeners to be with us. This is a special moment for us. The show has been special for all of us in the UFO community, but particularly for Don and myself. And it's just it's an honor for us to be able to include the UFOs Tonight.
Well, you know, one of the big reasons why I wanted to do this was, you know, when we were thinking about canceling the program this past year, because I really didn't know how much support was out there and everything. I mean, the outpouring of support from the listenership and the people that really look forward to this program was so great that I talked to Vicki about it, and I thought, well, there's no way physically that we could have everybody, you know, be a part of the wedding So why don't, if we can't take the mountain to Mohammed, let's take Mohammed to the mountain.
Absolutely.
So we decided to do it in here.
That's true. And maybe we should let our listeners know also, you should see this studio. I mean, we're absolutely chock full of wedding guests and well-wishers. And it's just, we're having a ball here. So we're just going to keep rolling right along. Also, I'd like to announce one more time, we will not be on the air next week. Join us on January 1st for our first show of 1994. We're looking forward to that. And, Don, I'm wondering, you know, do you have any last words as a single man?
This is your last moment.
This is your last chance.
Well, as you know, I have been an absolute literal basket case all week long. So
we did notice.
The magazine barely got out. Let's put it that way.
That's true. Yeah, noticed, Don. We didn't notice you being a basket case all week.
So I, you know,
excuse me. Did she really say that? I happen to work with these two people all week long, and I tell you what, I've been trying to keep my distance, but it's been difficult. I've actually been trying to keep them away from each other, and I had some help yesterday from Yvonne Smith, who came and I said, "Take Vicki away, take her away."
Tensions ran high.
That's right. But here we are, and this is the culmination of a lot of years put into a relationship, and. I know that you two have had some life changes recently that have brought you even closer together and probably closer and closer to this very moment. And we're just delighted.
What was that?
We can't
tell those on the air. But we're just delighted, you know, that you're letting us all be a part of it. And we're looking forward to hearing later on from some very special well-wishers who are going to be calling in and giving their congratulations. And so we will be starting our ceremony shortly, but let's first have another musical break, and then we'll be back with the ceremony. So stay tuned.
There've been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew. Longer than there've been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain could be, truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. I'll bring fire in the winters, you'll send showers in the springs, we'll fly through the falls and summers with love on our wings. Through the years, as the fire starts to mellow, burning lines in the book of our lives, though the binding cracks and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love with you. I'll be in love with you. In the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. I am in love with you.
Love will find a way, and we are back with UFOs tonight, the very, very special edition. And we're getting ready to have the wedding ceremony for Don Ecker and Vicki Cooper. And at this point, I'm going to turn the program over to the Reverend Penelope Townsend Bright, who's going to be performing the ceremony. Reverend Townsend Bright?
Thank you. I'd like to invite everyone out there who's listening to participate in this in their own way. Just go with it. It'll be something special. And just now we're going to ask for the divine light of the Holy Spirit to surround and protect and enfold each one of us here and each one of us listening. And we ask that this pure white light fill every cell of our being on every level, and that any negativity or imbalance be removed now and taken into the nothingness from whence it came, all for the highest good of all concerned. And we thank you. So be it. We're gathered this evening to witness as Vicki and Don wed themselves one to another, and they shall be wed for as long as they both shall love, for without the loving, the essence of marriage is missing. True marriage is made not by the laws of man, but by the laws of spirit. These two, Don and Vicki, come before us today as an expression of their love, one for another. Expression on many levels and in many ways will be a part of their union, and from that expression comes creativity. This includes both inner creativity, such as envisioning and planning, and outer creativity, such as writing and speaking and singing. If they both cooperate with their obviously abundant creativity, they'll receive the rewards of it, which include the satisfaction of a job well done, and the material success that goes with that, and the knowledge of their spiritual gifts. They can also be open to the freedom that's available to them through creative cooperation. Traditionally, at this point, we would ask that if anyone in this assembly has any objections to this union, to speak now or forever hold their peace. But we say to you, hold your peace. No one else can make this decision for Don and Vicki. The act of marriage is a commitment, which means to place a trust, to pledge, or an intimate union. It is the world's way of confirming the spiritual bond between two hearts. And all of this said, we're going to ask you now, do you wish to continue?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to light this candle right now. And you want to put your roses aside. Let's see if that'll light and stay lighted. And I'm going to put this right between you. And I want you both to put your hands on the base of the candle so it doesn't fall over there. All right. Like the stately trees of the forest, a marriage grows strong through the winters of adversity as well as through the fair skies of happy times. Remember also that the oak tree and the pine tree can't live in each other's shadow, but their roots can reach deep and can mingle with each other. When storm clouds are upon you, you will need a lighthouse to guide your way. Take this candle and let it be a symbol to you of the truth and loving within each of you, and place it between you and look into each other's eyes. You could do that now. And acknowledge the loving that brought you to this point this evening. Let the flame burn away anything that's blocking or diverting the love flowing between you. And do this whenever the occasion arises, when the emotions run high or when patience runs thin. Do this whenever you would like to reawaken this moment of oneness and union. So Don and Vicki, do you have something that you would like to say to each other in the way of a personal statement? It doesn't have to be windy.
Windy. I am deeply committed to making this marriage work, Don. There have been parts of our union so far where I feel we have not really been as compatible as my ideals would have liked to have been. But I'm realizing that the ideal that I've held about marriage and about my love is simply something that was in my mind, a mental concept. And the love I have for you is much, much more real. And that mental concept is simply something that will pass away, and the love will remain as long as we work together and cooperate in the caring that we have for one another.
And I promise to honor, cherish, love, and respect you, and to protect you, and to offer you everything within my being that I have, because I love you.
And I love you, Don.
Okay, now we'll move on to the ring ceremony. Can I have the ladies ring first? Traditionally, the woman has been the receiver of action, and then the giver of life. So we're going to let Vicki go first. First, we'll place a blessing on this ring. And we would like this ring to be blessed, that it give every day of the gift that the giver intended. So, the ring is a complete circle, which is endless. It's a symbol of eternity. It's also made from a precious metal and stone, which is of great value, and a symbol also of purity and abundance. So, Don, will you take this ring and place it on Vicki's finger? And just reach across here. But only up to the first knuckle. And when you say, Vicki, I love you and I wed you.
Vicki, I love you and I wed you.
And Vicki, will you complete it by putting the ring all the way on your finger and you say, Don, I love you and I wed you.
Don, I love you and I wed you.
Okay, now Vicki is married, but Don isn't. We have Don's ring.
Isn't it, Don?
This is the biggie. Okay, and we'll place a blessing on this ring that it give every day of the gift that the giver intended. So, Vicki, will you place this ring on Don's finger, but only up to the first knuckle? And when you say, Don, I love you and I wed you.
Don, I love you and I wed you.
And showing that you do this of your own volition, Don, will you place the ring the rest of the way on your finger and say, Vicki, I love you and I wed you.
Vicki, I love you and I wed you.
By the power vested in me by the state of California and the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You can kiss now.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Wow.
Is that.
For all of you out there that missed it, that was a kiss. And was it ever a kiss?
Yeah.
Soft as an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, one love that is shared by two. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
doesn't half as good as you. Baby, you're the best.
I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to hide from your love. My heaven above me, the sky who loved me, is keeping all my secrets safe.
UFOs Tonight, the special edition, and Mr. and Mrs. Don Ecker.
Oh, my.
Ooh, how did that sound?
it looks like we have some calls here,
We
Kathy.
Sure do. We got some very special people waiting on the line. First of all, we had someone call a little bit earlier to give you a very special message, and our good friend and engineer, Darren, handled that for us, and he's going to have that for us right now.
Hi, this is Zechariah Sitchin. I'm calling from New York. I'm very happy to have this opportunity and the modern technology to wish Don and Vicky all the best on their great event. They are wonderful people, very professional, running a terrific publication and a radio show, and I'm sure that together they'll get to greater achievements and continue to tell people the truth about what's happening and what had happened and perhaps what we could expect. All the best, Don and Vicky. Congratulations, and have a happy life together.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Zach.
Don, it looks like we have the chairman of the Fund for UFO Research on line four. That's Dick Hall.
Hello, Dick.
Yes.
Hi.
Dick.
Hey, I wanted to be the first person on the East Coast to congratulate you. I guess I missed out. I'm the first live person.
Right. So that makes you the first live person. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I called in time to hear the ring ceremony, so I heard the event. My very best wishes, And we're looking forward to very big things from both of you.
Well, Dick, it's always a pleasure hearing from you, and thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Zach thinks we know the truth, so I guess we'll do our best anyway.
All right.
Nice to hear from you.
Okay.
All right, Dick, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Great.
And let's go to, we have another call here. We have, I believe,
John Carpenter from Missouri, the psychiatric hypnotherapist and abduction researcher. John Carpenter, are you there?
Yes,
you're live and on the air.
It sounds like I'll be the first and maybe the only person calling from the Midwest.
We have someone represented. There you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably cover a number of states here. But I'm very happy.
Champagne popping around here, John.
I'll dodge the cork.
Okay.
I'd like to wish Don and Vicki just a tremendous closest encounter of the miracle kind.
That's great.
And may your missing time be out of the public eye for a while.
Oh. Well, we're hoping we have, I don't think you'd call it an abduction, but at least a time where we're just so paralyzed with love.
Careful, we might be floating off the ground soon.
That's right.
And I'm over here pouring the wine, John. So.
Ah, very good. Well, I'll just pretend that I can taste that. And
well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted
to. This is one of the special gifts of our marriage tonight, is to having everyone that's elsewhere that can't be in studio actually be with us in another way. So thank you so much.
Well, it's great. And you too. Just keep up all the great work with the best UFO magazine and the best radio show in the country.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely.
Great pleasure.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, looks like we have Barry Taft joining us. Barry.
How you doing?
Are you there? How you doing? Are you over your flu yet?
No.
Wish you could be here with us in person tonight.
Is that why you didn't come up?
That's it.
Okay.
And it's raining.
Oh, it's raining, right. So what's going on down there?
Same old story.
Did you listen to the service?
No, I don't get cable radio.
Okay.
So you're live and on the air. Barry, did you have something special planned?
Yeah,
I just
want to congratulate two good friends of mine, I mean, Don and Vicki, on their marriage, and say that I hope this just spurs them on to greater heights and continuing to produce the only and decent magazine ever produced in this genre.
Yeah. Well, Barry, that's very, very kind.
Barry, when we have, or at least I have as the editor of the magazine, my confidence in what I'm doing flag, I always can count on Barry to call up and give the magazine wonderful reviews. And you've always been very heartening to us, Barry, your support of the magazine.
What's important is that you guys have more than just technical information. You've got a heart, you've got your soul in the thing. You got your feelings, and it's the only magazine that's ever been published that educates people on a variety of subjects, even beyond ufology.
Isn't he great?
And it's like, this is more like, your magazine is more like a text.
And so truthful. So honest.
No, it's serious. I mean, you know, I've looked at the other stuff out there, and it's like...
But not like a textbook, right?
It's better. It's like a textbook, but it's got humor, it's got compassion, it's got a lot of depth to it.
And we'll send you the check next week, Barry.
Oh, okay. Let's make it out to know. No, seriously.
Well, Barry, I'll tell you, I really wish you could be here because this place is jam-packed. As a matter of fact, I just poured everybody a little bit of champagne here. And before we go any further, I'd like to propose a toast to my new bride.
Oh,
great.
To Vicki.
To Don, too. This is for both of us, okay?
The bridal couple.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Ecker.
To the bridal couple.
Mrs. Ecker.
Mm. All right, we are going to have to.
Who's
move.
The designated driver? Thanks, Barry.
Okay, well, listen.
Oh, Don.
Wish you guys all the best, and it'll be 94 will be the best year yet. Your magazine will grow. You guys will grow together, and you know who knows where it'll go from there in the media.
Thanks, Barry.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Take
Looks
care.
Looks like we have Dr. Ann Ecker on the line, all the way from Florida, calling. Hello,
okay.
Dr. Ecker. How are you?
Great. It was a beautiful ceremony, and you guys. I wish you the best. Congratulations.
We're wonderful. We're very much looking forward to seeing you next week.
Oh, I'm just, you know, dying to come out there, and it's just so great. The ceremony was just beautiful. I wish I could be there.
Well, we wish you were here, Ann.
I wish I could have some champagne.
We'll save some for you, okay? Hopefully it won't be flat by then. Ann, of course, is the editor of The Ufologist.
That's absolutely
out of Palatka, Florida.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Ann. Thanks very much.
Ann, thanks so much. I don't want to run your phone bill up.
It was great, guys. Love you.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to, I think we have none other than the infamous Kevin Randall on the line.
Well, thanks a lot, Don.
I just called in with the great Vulcan toast. Live long and prosper.
That's very, very appropriate.
Well, I figured as the only science fiction writer in ufology, I could say that, get away with it.
It's great hearing from you, Kevin. Did you pick up any of the ceremony?
Unfortunately, we don't get the show here. I'd love to have heard it. I'd love to be drinking champagne with you.
Yeah, well, maybe at some point you'll make a California trip.
Well, to make up for it, I sat around and read your magazine all evening.
And what'd you think?
It's absolutely marvelous.
I love it. I just love it. Thank you, Kevin.
That was the only way I could be with you all on your special day there.
Kevin, what state are you in?
I'm in Iowa.
Okay, so we do have a second Midwest caller here congratulating us pretty soon. But see, we have the East Coast representative, and we have a lot of West Coast reps here in studio. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. I hope all the wish you all the best in the world, and that you live long and prosper, and the magazine does real well in the upcoming years.
Okay, Kevin, and incidentally, let me take this opportunity to wish you and yours and everybody listening to our voices a very, very merry holiday and a happy, prosperous new year.
Absolutely.
Well, I thank you too.
Okay, we're gonna have to roll along. We have the lines lit up.
Well, good luck, Don. Good luck, Vicki.
Okay,
thank you,
Kevin.
Thank
you.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George Early, the famous UFO magazine reviewer, is on the line. Hello, George.
Good evening, Vicki. Good evening, Don.
So good evening, George.
I've got a lousy picture here. It's just all gray. You guys must not have paid your bill. Hey, I'm sorry I couldn't get down. Ashtar was supposed to drop down and pick me up, but I think he couldn't get through the snow.
The ashtray command there. Right?
Yeah, right, right.
Is your book review done yet, George?
Which one?
Right.
I sent you one the other day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We got it.
About our Oregonians who are in adulterous marriage with two extraterrestrials.
Oh, yes. Hang on, readers.
It'll be in
the next
one
issue.
Of these days.
It'll be in the next issue.
And so. I got your little package in the mail today.
Oh, good. Great.
So we're all up to date.
How's the weather up there?
Well, it's trying to snow a little bit. We're hoping it will. We had 2 8-inch snowfalls here near the mountain. Unfortunately, they were followed by warm weather and rain, so we don't have anything right on our property. Higher up, another 1,000 feet, it's kind of icy. So we would like to get back to some good snow so we can get our dog and our dog sled out and have some more fun when the
winter fun.
Grandchildren arrive in 2 days from Australia.
We'll have a good time.
We expect to. You guys have a good time, and maybe one of these days I'll venture south and get down and see you in your, as they say, natural habitat.
George, it's great hearing from you. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, I'm looking forward to meeting you sometime, Don, if you ever get up here or I ever get down there.
You got it.
I got was at fine videotapes that I did. I reviewed in the last issue.
Right.
I really got a kick out of that, you putting the screws to some of these wackos in the field.
That's his job.
It's a specialty.
George, have a very, very happy holiday and a prosperous new year.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to family here in a couple of days, and I think we're going to have a real good time.
We love
okay.
you.
All right.
Take care.
Good night.
Looks like we have another call from the East Coast. Alan Handelman.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Alan, great.
Your personality.
Oh, you're the radio host, right?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the East Coast, from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wish I could get your show.
Do you have a cable television?
Well, we have cable. I think, Don, you got
it. Well, Alan, it's real simple. And I'm everybody listening to my voice, it's simple as can be.
All right.
The show is now syndicated. Let's talk to your station and see about airing it back there weekly.
Hey, we're not supposed to be doing any business tonight.
Oh, come on.
This is a wedding.
Yeah. Don't forget it.
But boy, I'd love to hear your show. Hey, congratulations. What a great idea. A UFO show, and you're getting married on the show.
We just love the electronic universe.
It's incredible. You know, I've been thinking of all the shows, going back, I guess, to 1989 when we did the first show, Don. And we've had a lot of programs, and now I'm on your show, so it's kind of an honor for me.
Well, thank you very much, and I guess I'm going to be on yours tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately not for a long time, maybe for 5-10 minutes to kind of do an update, and then after the first of the year I'd like to have you on for at least an hour so we can cover all bases. You know, unlike the show that you do, which concentrates on UFOs, unusual things, I have to devote a lot of my time to the rock and roll world. Most of my affiliates are rock and roll radio stations. They want to hear interviews with the bands.
Well, but you know, our theme song is Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, that's a great one. I know you told me that before. That is a great one. You know, I interview those guys, and they do deeply believe in UFOs.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's a couple of songs from that same album. They did a song called Extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a show.
Yeah, they. You might want to do a show sometime on the rock and roll bands that wrote songs about UFOs.
Like, oh, I know there are a lot of them. There
oh, like Styx, Come Sail Away,
mm-hmm, right,
if you listen to the words.
Well, you know, Alan, tonight is an abbreviated show, and I hate to do this to you,
but
we've got other people. And Vicky's son is here, who wants to say something. So we are going to, if he doesn't get on the air, I know I'll be in deep trouble.
That's
you will
right.
be in deep trouble. Vicky, Don, best of luck to you. Congratulations. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
okay,
Alan.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Eric Strong in the studio with us here. That's Vicky Cooper's son and Don Ecker's new stepson. What would you like to say to Daddy?
Well, he already has a real daddy.
Considering I'm 26, I'm a little late for that. But I do offer my sincerest congratulations. I'm privileged to be one of the few that's lucky to be here in person. You've ridden the emotional roller coaster that leads to marriage. Now you can kind of get off, eat some cotton candy, and then stroll over to the tunnel of love. Congratulations.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't he
cute?
And
we've got more callers on the line. We have David Jacobs.
Dr. Dave.
Don, David. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
Vicky, hi. I want to call and congratulate you on this enormous and gigantic step that you have finally taken.
Enormous and gigantic. It sure is.
Well, it's something that I recommend for all people. I've been married only once in my life, but it has taken my entire life to get over with it. And, of course, I am still married to the same person.
So it's working for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But I, of course, knew about your marriage, and I have arranged something special. My friends on Venus have arranged a special honeymoon for you if you're interested in this at the Venus Hilton.
Venus Hilton.
All accommodations will be taken care of. It only takes approximately a second and a half to get there, so there won't be any time wasted.
Well, you know, Dave, back at the office, I have this little notepad that I make notes on. And
yes.
It says stuff that the aliens made me do. And tonight, you know, I had it here with me. It says, get married. So what could I say?
Well, you have no choice.
Venus is the planet of love, so we expect we'll have a great time.
That's
thank you.
Exactly right. Well, listen now. This is in fact a very big step, and it's something that we all have to do at least once or twice or three or four times in our lives. And so I see that you've finally taken that step to do that. Don and Vicky, this is a wonderful time for you, and right in the middle of the holiday season as well.
Right.
So that you have these two celebrations all at once. So December will always be a festive month for you.
It will. It will indeed. And thank you very much for being here with us, David.
Well, thank you for having me, allowing me to put my two cents in, and thank you for allowing me to talk on your show before, Don and Vicky.
Oh, you're great. We're gonna have you back too, David.
Oh, well, thank you kindly. Don and Vicky, congratulations again. Wonderful news.
Thank
you. Okay, Dave, thanks a lot, and have a very, very happy holiday.
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We now have our good friend, Video Dave Aaron, calling from UKIPA, UFO Audio Video Clearinghouse. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Dave, we thought we might see you up here.
Well, we tried, but we had certain problems that we had to take care of. My mother isn't feeling too well, but
I really
didn't want to go into that. I wanted to go into a circular. You see thousands of circulars every day. Some come in the mail, some are left on your car, some are left on your windshield. In 1988, I got a circular from Vicky Cooper and Shirley Stark announcing a magazine called UFO Magazine. The UFO Audio Video Clearinghouse at that time may have had 50 members compared to the over 10,000 we have today. So for those of you that are listening to my voice and to everybody in the studio, you never know how a wonderful, loving friendship can develop. And it developed from a circular that Vicky and Sherry mailed to me in 1988. And from that day on until this day, now you're both married, and I want to tell you both that I love you very much. And this is one of the very strangest relationships and friendships that ever grew.
We love you too, and we love that comment also.
That's true, isn't it, Vicki?
Yes. What can I say? It is indeed.
So my deepest congratulations on behalf of myself and our over 10,000 members. We wish you nothing but happiness, good health, and nothing but years and years of syndication of UFOs tonight and the magazine. So God bless you both. I realize there's probably other callers on the line. And now that you're married, the magazine can go weekly.
Right, absolutely.
If you provide the capital for me to hire about 20 people, we'll go for it.
Okay, again, my deepest congratulations. I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you tonight, but my love to everybody in the studio, and especially to the two of you. Go ahead and
thank
take
you.
The next call.
Thanks
Dave,
for calling.
Dave, have the happiest holiday season.
Before we take another call, we have some well-wishers right here in the studio. Richard Saraday is here, and he'd like to say something.
Well, Don and Vicki, I've known you only about less than 2 years, but we got so close. We spent so much time together. I really feel that your family, I look upon you as family, and it's really a privilege to be here. I'm so pleased that you're married. I thank you for your contribution to your mentoring for me as a new man in the area, and your happiness and your continued success means as much to me as well, maybe as it means to you. I turned that around. I got it backwards. But
and yours means the same to us. Thank you, Richard.
God bless.
God bless. Bill McDonald.
Don, Vicki. Pardon my voice, I'm just getting better. Melinda and I are very, very glad to be here tonight. We appreciate the honor. You're definitely family to us. For the people who know about Don and I, we're always ragging on each other big time. And I want everybody to know what a pleasure it was to watch him sweat in bullets tonight. The one thing he really needed tonight that we needed in this room was some surgical wipes.
Say hi, Melinda.
Hi, you guys. Thanks so much for letting me be here and be a part of this very special event. I'm so glad I was here, and I wish you the best of luck and the most happiness in the future.
Thank you.
We love you both. Love
Thank you. We've got one of our favorites on from, I think it's Debbie in Little Rock.
Yes.
Debbie.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine. You're the guys that I should say. How are you doing, too? I just wanted to express my joy and acknowledge your union. And thank you for letting us share it, too.
Oh.
Thanks, Debbie.
It was great. It was the only way we could do it, Debbie.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go.
Okay. Thanks a bunch.
Sure.
You know, Kathy, I'm just looking up here. And since this is the wedding night and we're going to the reception, this is going to be an abbreviated show?
That's right.
It looks like it's that time.
It's almost that time. Looks like we're just about ready to go out. We want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Remind everyone that we will not be here next weekend on Saturday night, but we will be back January 1st.
We're out of time. Thanks very much. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Don Ecker Live.
That was Larry.
That was Larry. And everybody, keep your eyes to the sky.
To the sky.
All right.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.